Find out what everyone will be talking about with Coffee Talk. Let's see what we have today.
It's all brought to you by our friends at Honor Credit Union. Come be part of it. And you know, times, they are a-changing, and millennials seem to be the driving force for it. Millennials have been accused of killing plenty of things over the past few years, like department stores, diamonds, bar soap, napkins, just to name a few. Well, another thing that you can add to that list is American cheese. Because young adults tend to like specialty cheeses. Yes, the finer cheeses. Restaurants have made some changes. You've noticed, probably. Now offering things like Asiago or real cheddar or smoked Gouda, which, by the way, is delicious, instead of, you know, the orange processed American cheese many of us grew up with. But, you know, to me, I like a good American cheese slice and good Velveeta, but I also like a lot of those other fancy cheeses as well. So if American cheese went away, I'd be sad for a little while. It would be harder to make a grilled cheese that nice ooey gooey, but I could figure it out with some of those other cheeses. And the best way to get a raise or to be better in business and make more money, apparently you got to be more mean about it. Nice guys finish last, according to a new study from the Columbia Business School and University College London School of Management. Nice people are more likely to struggle financially. And the reason behind this is basically people who are kinder are more prone to money problems because money just isn't as important to them as some of the other things in life. Now, I would say, too, that probably another reason is if you're more mean or just not even just more confident, you probably are able to ask for a raise or move up the ladder. And the nice people are kind of just like, well, I guess I'm okay with it. But it's time to be mean, people. Just a little bit. That's Coffee Talk for this morning.